You're with Paul Makin. It is Monday morning, and around this time every Monday morning we talk to our Mayor Julia Liu. She was not with us last week, but she's joining us again today. Julia, good morning.
Oh, thank you very much, Paul. How are you this morning?
Fantastic. Thank you very much for asking. Look, we've got so much stuff to get through this morning. First up, your thoughts following the Mossman Show 2018. How do you think it went?
Look, I think our show is always fantastic, and this year was no different. I did manage to get to the show on Monday, which was fantastic, and had a look at our council stall, which was very popular, I understand. So we've got a lot of stuff on our website and our Facebook site about a whole lot of people and children who were photographed with our Nemo, our human-sized Nemo. We take the opportunity, obviously, to talk to as many people as possible. We also are advertising a contest, actually, for entries to design stencils that are going to be painted on our drains and footpaths in the Douglas Shire. And so this storm drain stencil art contest is a great opportunity for people who, you know, not only are creative but also want to promote our keep plastic free message throughout the Douglas Shire.
Great. Now, the public will play a pivotal role in the future of the Daintree Ferry when widespread community engagement begins in August next month.
Look, that's correct. I'm not sure if you're aware that the ferry contract, the current contract, expires at the end of June 2021. And so we actually have quite a lead up into making sure that we have a new ferry by that time. And part of that is an extensive community engagement process. We want to make sure that all our stakeholders, that's organisations and residents north of the river and also throughout the Shire, including our tourism operators, have a say in really what type of service do we want and do we need taking us into the future? Because the current contract, by the time it expires, will be in operation for about 15 years. So it's quite a long contract, and it's quite a obviously a commitment for whoever is the successful tenderer. But what council has to do is to make sure that in the specifications for that tender, that we actually reflect what we need at council and what we need on behalf of the community.
Julia, a Capital Works progress report has revealed Douglas Shire Council performed exceptionally well in the 2017-18 financial year. You would be wrapped in that.
Look, it's a really great outcome to actually have 91% of all our projects that we said we were going to do completed on time. I've worked as a councillor for quite a while, including in the Amalgamated Cairns Regional Council, and I know that that is more significant than what we were able to do many years ago. Most councils are really happy with the 70 to 80% completion rate. And so for us as a small council as well, it's really important that we sort of get it right in terms of what is our capacity to deliver on these capital projects, you know, that we actually had the money to do that. We also source external grants where we can. But I really want to congratulate our staff in this, because it's a lot of effort to make sure that we complete it, that we schedule it right, and also that they're actually successful.
Talking with our Mayor, Julia Liu, Far Northern Milling Proprietary Limited is buying back the Mossman Mill. Mossman and Tableland Growers will take control of the facility from Mackay Sugar. Julia, what does that mean, do you think, to the Douglas Shire?
Look, this is huge for the Douglas Shire. Obviously, our cane industry, as part of our agricultural sector, is extremely important to our economy. It's extremely important to our overall landscape as well. And I know that for many years, you know, there has been a desire, if possible, to control the mill. We know, and it's public knowledge, that Mackay Sugar has been floundering in terms of financial capacity. And we're very pleased, and we really congratulate our Mossman people who are involved in this, and also the Tablelands growers. So there's been a huge collaboration between all these entities, and council has been in communication with them as well. We certainly recognise the extreme importance of this for the Douglas Shire. As I've already said, flow-on effects and the other industries and sectors that rely on our cane industry is very significant, and you really see that certainly in the Mossman area.
Now, Council has approved an extension to a residential development in Port Douglas. Now, where is this and why the extension?
Look, this is actually sort of around the corner of Escape Street and St. Crispin's Avenue. And the development, or the residential development, I should say, was first approved in 2006. And then there's been a number of extensions, and this latest one takes it up to for another 2 years. So that's what we call extending the currency period. And the reason why this often occurs, and we do, you know, on a routine basis sort of extend approvals, because quite often applicants, there may be various reasons why they can't actually achieve and build their approved development within the specified time, which normally is about 4 years. It can be because there's changes of ownership. It could be because they just don't have the investment, or that falls through. Sometimes also they want to look at even changing some of the aspects of perhaps their design or other things. And every development approval does come with a series of conditions. And so there is some time that elapses as that applicant sort of goes through those conditions and then further negotiates that with council. But this is a good development. It'll be about 30 residential houses eventually in that particular area, you know, close to town, great location.
Fair enough. Well, council has approved development application for a veterinary surgery in Mossman on Teresa Drive. Now, we already have two, Julia. Is three too many?
Look, that's an interesting observation. Look, with council, in terms of people's sort of rights, in terms of submitting a development application for a piece of land, it's all about what can be, what is allowed on that piece of land. And whatever that development application is, can they meet the requirements? It could be all sorts of things in terms of car parking, amenity, noise issues, you know, all those types of things that the assessors have to look at in terms of the impact of that particular activity that's being proposed. And so we don't get in the business of trying to second guess, you know, whether we can't, you know, whether a particular business is going to be successful or not. You know, obviously the proponent believes that, otherwise they wouldn't want this particular development to be approved. It's certainly an ideal location in terms of, if you look at the report, there's no issues with car parking, for example, and some of the other things about the impacts of that particular development.
Not a bad segue from vets to next Tuesday, a very important meeting at the Douglas Shire Council, Repause and Claws. Now, Paws and Claws want to open a new facility they say will be soundproof, so noise from barking dogs will not be heard. Now, that's an important meeting open to the public, Julia.
Oh, yes. No, it's definitely open to the public. And I imagine that there will be quite a number of people who will attend. Certainly, Paws and Claws have, and the animal shelter and refuge have been seeking a new home for quite some time. And certainly council has been very supportive in terms of assisting in trying to find that home. We've had a number of other locations. I've personally worked with the current government in terms of a $300,000 grant in terms of to assist with building that. So since that grant was awarded, the group has now found what they think is an ideal location. Because we haven't actually seen the recommendation yet from the officers, so at this stage I can't tell you, you know, what the recommendation is. We should be receiving that very soon this morning, and there will be, you know, a recommendation, and that will be against the town plan. All development applications are assessed against our town plan.
Absolutely. Talking with our Mayor, Julia Liu. Julia, Port Douglas and Mossman will soon have locally created Indigenous banners lining Davidson Street and Front Street as part of a public rollout.
Yes, we're really excited about this, and this is all under our local Douglas Shire Regional Arts Development Fund. And last Tuesday, it was really thrilling to be able to award 8 grants to local individuals and groups, and just such fantastic ideas in terms of new artistic and cultural endeavours. And one of those was a project that involves rolling out Indigenous banners by our local artists, and Linda Birkshall, Cheryl Birkshall, Delisa Walker and Daphne Naden. And they'll feature on banners in both Front Street in Mossman and also Davidson Street in Port Douglas.
Now, Julia, a bit of a strange one here. A slight change to a council policy will reduce red tape around hiring entertainers who perform at council events. Now, what was the red tape, and why are you doing this?
Okay. Look, we have what we call a general procurement policy. So that means that we've already, previous to last Tuesday, when we had a slight change to this policy, which was adopted by all the councillors, it means that if there's any changes to those policies, it sort of has to go back to council. And what has been, and sometimes these things need to be changed because there's certain activities that highlight that perhaps you need to have a change in the policy. And so with this one, it's when we might be seeking an artist, say, for example, for Carnival, I'll give that as the example, well-known, you know, we were seeking a well-known, popular artist. We didn't have perhaps a lot of time to secure that. We obviously have to negotiate in terms of council getting, you know, a good price in terms of, you know, people coming up to Far North Queensland and performing for us. And we want to ensure that the sort of requirements from council in terms of being able to do that are as easy as possible, so that we can actually get best value for money and also get the artist that we think is appropriate.
That's great. Now, Julia, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, one thing I have noticed that is a great opportunity for our seniors is that we've got some tech-savvy free technology training at the Mossman Library, and we've got a whole lot of dates if people want to go onto our website. And all you need to do is to contact our council on 40999496. That's actually the library number, and all these are happening at the Mossman Library. And I just think they're just a great opportunity. And I should even investigate some of them myself, because one of them is entitled Snapfish. You've got Snapfish Part 1, 2 and 3. So, Paul, do you know what Snapfish is?
Well, there's a card game called Fish.
There is a card game called Snap too.
That is right.
So maybe it's the modern day version of both those card games. I bet it's not, but I'm going to find out.
Bit high tech for me. Well, we covered heaps this morning. Thanks very much, Julia. You have a wonderful week.
And same to you, Paul. Bye-bye.
Our Mayor, Julia Liu.